Welcome to the Interfaith Connections podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Barry King, and it's my pleasure today to share with you. At our message circles, one of the things that we often do is take some time to answer questions and to discuss issues related to being and spirit-related phenomena. Today we explore a little bit about pendulums and also about the notion that spirit will provide for us absolute yes or no answers and what that means in relation to free will and responsibility. I thank you and hope you enjoy the show.
It's like when people do readings, you know, if someone does a reading and they're not experienced that and such, or they're using tarot cards and not experienced as such, the more you use a tool, the more you become attuned to it, and the more you become able to discern and interpret it, you know. Over the years, I've seen a lot of people who, you know, maybe can give a message, and it may appear right, but the message is suspect, you know, because they don't have enough experience. They're maybe interpreting other things, or, you know, you just don't know. And part of it is learning how to hear spirit. And you know, one of the reasons we don't use the tools very much here is because we want people to learn that, you know, those kinds of things can be affected, you know, by physicality. A pendulum can be affected by just how tired we are, you know. But the other thing is that doesn't mean they don't work. It's just always use it as a guide. Never go for a yes or no answer. Yes, no answers don't work. People will tell you that's, you know, that's what things do. You go and you say spirit, you know, like should I sell my house?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're voting for. So you don't do that. What you do is you say, you ask about issues around it. You ask whether or not, maybe you say, if there's something for me to learn from this challenge, you know. And you can ask them whether you think there's something. But the answer is not as finite. Like, for example, I'll give you an example. When we were looking at this place, I had said to Spirit, okay, should we build a center? And I felt yes. You know, and they were really clear about that. And so we looked for like 2 years for a place. So to buy, to get. Yeah. And then one day I said to them, okay guys, I said, this is taking far too long. If you want me to build a center, you have to give me some money. And you have to let me know where you want it. Okay? So I put that over there. And, you know, and then I started thinking, well, maybe we'll just put it right here. It's easy. I don't have any money, but, you know, like if they want one here, I said to them, okay, if you want it here, bring me some money. And within, this is no word of a lie, within 3 months, I had $60,000. You know, in contracts to that paid for this. Actually, it was a bit more than that, but that's okay. I mean, they helped me out with that too. But it's important that we ask questions, but we use it as a guide. Never, if someone says, you know, if you say, do I have this, or do I need this, or will Bill come back, or when, you need to realize that all they can tell you is what will happen if you continue on the same tact. There is nothing in the future that's finite.
And is it spirit coming through, or is it your own, like, inner knowing? It's very similar to the whole notion of, this is you can ask, playing in your own way sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so connected to, I used to bring the energy through me
yep.
and try to detach from the question you know, and I can feel it right now. I just bring my guides in and ask them to move the energy, because, but even still, if I'm visualizing it going at the other, I'm really still invested in the answer. It will affect pendulums that are sensitive to your intention and your desire.
Does that make sense? That's the truth.
The more you get, the more you can, and you always
disconnect
and stand back and let it come through the answer. Yeah. And they also say, I mean, this is around the spirit world, and the angels are already, you know, spirit guides or anything like that, is to never go at it with any kind of desperation, with any urgency. Like, it really needs to be, you know, very, very peaceful and detached and spiritual and, you know, approach any question, or, especially with the spirit, very respectful and very... Anyway,
you're totally right. That's the truth.
See, that's
where experience comes into it. Because you learn how to separate yourself a bit. And you also learn what's you and what's not you. And that's important. You know, like years ago, I was doing readings, you know, and I was kind of learning it. And I'd be giving a message to someone, and I'd be thinking, I'd be thinking to myself, oh my God, I never thought that. But that was years ago, and I don't do that anymore. But what it was more about, it was clear to me in that process that I was not putting my thoughts and intention into it. I was able to separate myself from it, you know, totally. And people I knew really well, you know, the information was there. And sometimes I step back and question it, you know. And like one example, I'll give you a real quick example, and I'll get busy with it. There was a fellow that I knew, he and his wife, and she came for readings. I'd see her so often and things. And she came for a reading, and I was doing the reading for her. And Spirit said that her husband had a serious drinking problem. You know, like a serious drinking problem. No one even knew he drank. And I kind of was processing that, and I didn't quite know what to say or what to do with it, you know. So I thought to myself, no, that's just me. He doesn't have a drinking problem. So I didn't say a whole lot about it. I said, you know, I said to the guy's man, I said, is there any alcohol in his family? I'm thinking maybe it was the father or someone. And no, she said. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, well, you know, I think there may be some challenges for him, you know, connected to someone who's drinking. And that was me kind of trying to work with it. So I gave him a message, and other messages, all which meant something to him. Anyway, that one, there's a bit more to him about it, even at that. So then, about 10 years later, the police arrested him because he was taking money. He was taking money from this workplace of work, about tens of thousands of dollars, to pay for his drinking problem. And it turned out he hadn't been sober for 30 years. Like, I'm not talking.
And she didn't know.
She didn't know he drank at all. Oh. At all. And he was, seriously, he was always drunk. And we're not talking have a drink and go off in a binge. We're talking, he had no change in behavior because that was his norm. That was his norm. And so he ended up in jail for like 2 or 3 years. And he's fine now. He's worked through it and all that stuff. But I often wonder, you know, what if I had said, you know, what they asked me to say, would she have kind of clued into these things going on around her? Maybe that she hadn't really clued into it.
If he had been drinking for so long, that would be the normal.
No, I understand that, Jenny. But to see what Spirit does, is Spirit often tells us stuff we already know but won't listen to. And so, and anyway, so that, so in answer to your questions, but importantly, yes, simple questions. But in answer to your simple question, the answer is, you pendulums work. Yes, you really have to be comfortable with them and work with them a bit and get to know them. And you know, they won't do the yes or no's. I mean, because we all want the yes or no's.
They answer in yes and no. I mean, they do.
Word in a way that,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
So you have to kind of, and they'll also do, like, you can all hold a Ouija board and they'll also spell out things for you, too. I mean, they're quite good at that. They're quite an effective tool, and for discerning spirit and all kinds of things. But,
they're nice just to experience your own ability to bring energy and to bring that guidance in. Like, it's really validating.
Absolutely.
It's so visual.
Yeah.
It'd be helpful to have a workshop on just the pendulum.
We could.
That would be really great, just because we have phrasing questions, and certainly I don't really know what that.
Okay, understand. It is the same as we would do in doing readings and stuff. You know, like it's just being aware that yes or no answers are really not, it's not the way it works. Someone comes in to me and they say to me, you know, should I sell my house? Well, an hour later, you know, they got all the things around it, and now they have to decide, you know, if they should sell the house. Not my choice. You know, they have to choose that. Because as soon as you say yes or no, you take responsibility for it. Either way.
What question that you should ask if she said that's on my house, what question should she ask?
Well, what she just say, are there any issues around selling my house? Or, you know, that kind of thing. Or is selling my house for my best good? You know, and if so, how? You know, so it gives them some chance to talk about, give them insights. Like one lady, she said to me, sorry, I'm going to do this again. I apologize, I'm going to do it anyway. One lady, she said to me, and this is God honest truth, she had a golf course. And she wanted to sell, she thought she should sell the golf course, but she didn't want to. Okay. So she asked me, she said, the spirit had been talking about it, and basically was saying to her, you know, really, there's no need for her to, you know, keep this. She should keep this because she loves it, and so on and so forth. And so she said, yes, but should I sell the golf course? You know. And spirit said to her, of course. And she said, why? And the spirit said, well, you know, if you're not going to listen to what we say to you, and all you want us to do is tell us what you want to hear, then that's what we got here. So, of course, sell it. You know, that's what you want, sell it. And she didn't sell it. But it was, you know, I was surprised with the way they did it. Because they had spent a whole lot of time telling her not to. In a very subtle way, to give her some insights into why she shouldn't. But of course, they would never say don't. You know, so.
And I think to you that one time for a reading like that, belonging to decision. And you come with this one question, and he talked about everything else, but. And finally, I pinned him down, but at the same time, they told me what I needed to hear, what I was meant to hear, but I wasn't ready to hear it.
That's true.
And I, you know, there are lessons to learn that I've learned, but now I've learned it, and I'm not going to travel that path again.
Absolutely. No, that's what they'll do. You know, they will do that. So anyway, so okay, let's just the message first.
That's our show for today. This is your host, Reverend Barry King, saying thank you and wishing you much joy and love and many bright blessings. If you'd like to know a little bit more about the ministry or about spirit-related phenomena, don't hesitate to contact me at RevBarryKing@interfaithministry.com or visit our site, om.net, oiim.net, to hear more podcasts. Thank you.